Hi there. We're so glad you found the Fabric Podcast. Before you start listening, we wanted to let you know that this is one of our earlier episodes where our show was called The Check-In. On these episodes, we talk about the company, giving you insight into who we are and what we do. But in 2019, we realized we really want to focus more on company culture. So we refocused and renamed the podcast. So just a heads up that this earlier episode is still us, the team from The Receptionist, but just with a different show name and a slightly different focus. Thanks for listening. On today's episode of The Check-In, we are talking all about radical support. Now, before you get distracted thinking about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Michelangelo, and eating pizza, let's stop and remember that radical support really is a mentality and a culture and not just a department in a company. So today we are diving into three different ways that your company can show not just good support, but radical support. We talk about how radical support is empathetic, it's company-wide, and it follows up. We talked all about how radical support is important not only for the people that you're interfacing with online or in person, but how it really helps you feel good about your job, and that radical support is not just about the customer service department, but really involves the entire team. It's also important to remember to make sure that whether you're interacting digitally or face-to-face, that you're radically supporting your customers no matter how they want to interact with you. So grab a slice of pizza, hang out with us, and learn all about radical support with Michael Ashford, Director of Marketing at The Receptionist. Hi, Michael. How are you today?
I'm great, Sarah. Great to be with you on another episode.
Yeah, glad to be back.
Absolutely.
All right. Today we are talking about a very, very important subject, customer service, not just good customer service, why that's not actually good enough, and how you need to go radical with your support. So first off, share with us, what is radical support?
Well, before we do that, I have to say, like, my kids love Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So every time I hear radical, I think of Michelangelo. So radical, dude.
I love it.
But radical support for us here at The Receptionist, and this was really it's a mindset, really. And it was brought about by our CEO, Andy. And it's a mindset for how we approach our relationships with our clients and our customers through the entire process, from the moment that they hit on our website or begin interacting with us in any way, shape, or form, to the moment where they become a customer and we continue that relationship down the road. We always want to be in a mode of radically supporting them with whatever they need to do. And that is top down. That is a company-wide culture. It's a culture piece that says, with where we're at with interacting with that person, not just that customer or that client, but that person, we're going to radically support them in their needs to the absolute best of our abilities.
That sounds great. I mean, as someone who's a customer in many situations, I want that.
Right. And everybody does. I think from not to bash on anybody else's customer
right,
support
we'll try not
here.
To do that's
certainly not what we want to do. But so much of customer service, customer support these days is looked at in it's a data play, I'll say. How can we close out this many tickets in less amount of time? And it really becomes this robotic sort of exercise for a lot of customers or for a lot of companies. And we have tried to, and I think do a very good job of this, and you'll see this in our G2 crowd reviews, our Capterra reviews, of making sure that we far exceed anyone else's customer support experience, no matter what product or service they're interacting with. We absolutely want to be the best customer service and support experience, bar none, from anybody else, any other service that our customers use. And that, we can talk about that all day, but then I can point to you examples where our CEO jumps on our support chat and answers questions and helps with support ticket issues and, digs in there with the weeds with the rest of us. All of the employees of the company here at The Receptionist dig in and help in with support. And it's just this way of doing business that we don't really know any other way.
That's great. And we'll get into, you know, examples of what this actually means. But one thing you said is, you know, reviews, is that you want to have these great reviews of your company. And with everything being online and people being able and very willing to give bad reviews of negative experiences, especially I think when it comes to customer service and support, it really makes sense that a company would take this idea very seriously.
It's funny, you know, we can handle a less than stellar review if the software simply doesn't match up with the customer or the client's needs. We can fix that. What we can't fix is their impression of who we are as people, because that's what we are at the end of the day, is we are people behind the software, supporting you, cheering you on in a lot of instances.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to stick with somebody far more than, well, this button doesn't do exactly what I needed it or wanted it to do. And if I have a bad, you know, if I go and write a bad Yelp review, for instance, it could be because of the food. Most of the bad Yelp reviews that I see are because of the service.
Right.
The
absolutely.
The waiter or the waitress was rude. They didn't bring me my food at the right time. They brought me the wrong thing. I waited too long at the front desk, even though I had a reservation. Like, these things that are more the person-to-person interactions, those are the things that we absolutely have, above all else, have complete and total control over how we affect our customers.
Yeah.
Just to give you an example of that, you know, we have printers here at the receptionist where our clients can actually print a visitor badge, and those visitors can stick it on their body, and it's got all their information. Well, we recently had somebody come into our chat system who was having some trouble setting up their printer. And so one of our support reps helped them through that, worked them through that. And they said, you know what? Your customer support for this printer is better than the customer support for the manufacturer of the printer.
Wow.
And, you know, that's again, making sure that we know and are empathetic, and that's something we're going to talk to. We're empathetic to all of the ways that somebody could interact with our system and software, and that's one of the ways. So we need to be as knowledgeable as we can to radically support those customers.
Absolutely. All right. Well, let's dig into what radical support actually is with some more information and examples. So radical support is empathetic. Good support apologizes for mistakes and validates people's feelings, while radical support remembers customers as people with unique needs. So tell us more about that.
Yeah, this goes back to what I was mentioning a little while ago, in that, you know, we don't want to be robotic in how we support our customers. And, you know, in customer support, we're often taught, you know, apologize for the mistake, validate that, of course, you feel bad. But what's missing there is the follow-up. And that's where the empathy comes in, that once that phone call ends, that's where the empathy begins. And that's where radical support begins, that just because the phone call is done and you've logged the ticket and closed it out, you're not just waiting for that next phone call for, you know, the the support person to pick back up. What's important there is that you understand that that person had an issue or a problem that was affecting their day enough to reach out to you and ask for help. And, you know, if we want to talk about what radical support looks like, it's when you have that issue, and then a week later, that customer support rep who just helped you, a week ago fix that issue, they call you back or they reply back in an email, hey, just want to make sure we got everything covered. Were you able to do that? Did that issue pop up back in the last week or so? Anything else I can help with? Or one of our clients called into us and said, I've got to make this presentation to my boss about your guys' system that I've implemented and how it's helped us. And I really need some information on this to really, really help. So of course, our support rep got that client all the information, but then we followed up the day before the presentation. Are you ready to go? Do you need anything else? And it's just establishing those real relationships with our clients. And again, helping them understand that yes, we are a software company and we can't be everything to everyone, but we can at least understand that you are a human being and you took time out of your day to call us. We're going to make sure that we validate that in very real and empathetic ways.
That's great. And I think, you know, like you said, to follow up a week later is amazing. But even on that first call, you know, remembering that that person is human, to go back to your example of, you know, being in the office and dealing with troubleshooting a printer, you know, if someone calls you and they're trying to troubleshoot a printer, chances are they don't just want the printer fixed. Yes, that's part of it. But they're also probably feeling stressed because they really need to print the thing that they were trying to print. And so I know I get fired up at customer service people, and I'm sorry if you've ever had to deal with me, but you know, it's because of the thing that you're trying to do, right? It's the product isn't working or you need a question answered, but then you also have this entire life that's going on that has caused that thing to be so important and the reason why you had made the call to begin with. And it sounds like Radical Support really supports the person through all of that.
Yeah. And to use that example of the printer again, we easily could have said, that's not our hardware. We don't make that. So we can't obviously support the mechanisms and the systems within that piece of hardware. But that would not have helped that person at all. That would have made the situation worse if we had said, you need to hang up the phone and go spend 5 hours or 5 hours. Sometimes it seems like 5 hours. You need to go spend 5 minutes trying to get the support rep for the printer company. That's just not, we don't see that as our job. We see it as our job to, if this interacts with our system and software in any way, we at least need to be knowledgeable enough to get you started down the path to finding an answer. And 9 times out of 10, we're going to have that answer. And that one time we don't, we're going to help you find the answer.
Well, and I think what's great about that too, is that you know how the person is trying to use that printer to accomplish the task they're trying to accomplish. I know sometimes when it comes to, you know, sort of the technical side of things, I was emailing with tech support around email and I was giving them the information I thought they needed. And they were asking questions that were going over my head. And hours later, it still was not resolved. And I was thinking, this is such a waste of my time and theirs. And why doesn't tech support know what to ask me? Because I don't know. So I think, you know, to just understand the person and what they're trying to accomplish. And like you said, not passing it off like, well, that's not our piece of the puzzle. So find it elsewhere. Yeah. I mean, that definitely is Radical Support. Now, you touched on this, but Radical Support is also company wide. So Good Support has a dedicated support team, while Radical Support makes support a company wide goal. What else can you share with us about that?
Yeah, so I mentioned our CEO, but I want to dig a little bit deeper into that. So we have a support team here at The Receptionist. Their job is to handle support. But those people like to go on vacation.
That would be sometimes, nice. You should let them do that.
Exactly. Sometimes the support volume, we're a small company. We've got about to hire our 10th person. So we're a small company. So sometimes the support volume, when the moon and stars align the right way, the support volume just picks up. We've got
because
a lot of people
rains,
asking
us. Because when it rains, it pours.
Yes, it does. So we, and sometimes, you know, we just onboarded probably 3 or 4 months ago a new support rep. Well, they're obviously not going to know the deep technical issues of the software. And so when you are in a chat with a client and you're a support rep and they're asking you a lot of these really in-depth technical questions about the software and you're a new person, that can be incredibly overwhelming. What's radically supporting in that is when the director of engineering jumps into the chat conversation and says, hey, I'm the director of engineering. I'll take over this support chat for the time being and help you get the technical answers that you need. So it's that constant eye on the support queue, on the support chat, on everything that we're doing surrounding supporting our customers, that I, as the director of marketing, will answer and help with support. Our CEO will help with support. Our director of engineering will help, or our iOS developer will help with support. Our sales reps help with support. It's just all the entire company taking to work that mentality that at the end of the day, the very first thing that we need to make sure that we accomplish is, are the people who have trusted us with their money to buy our software and our system, are they taken care of first before we can go off and do anything else?
Right. Now, as a customer, that feels very appealing, but I could see where a company sort of feels like, well, but it's more efficient, right, to have the dedicated support team. And my CEO, they have things they need to do. And, you know, I could see where people would think, you know, it is more efficient, cost effective, however you want to put it, to have people doing certain tasks. What would you say to that? Because your model doesn't quite fit in with that.
Right. And yeah, I can hear the people screaming, that's not scalable
right
now. So support, we've been characterizing support around issue correction or fixing, but support can mean a lot of different things. In the sales process, will your CEO jump into a technical demonstration, or will your director of engineering jump into a technical demonstration of the product and help out a client who's really at, or a potential client who's really advocating for your system, and they're just having a hard time selling it to their management? Will your CEO get on a call with a client who is unhappy and walk them, no matter what they're paying? And that's a huge differentiator. A lot of times CEOs will only pay attention to the clients paying the most money because they want to keep them.
That's
not radical.
That's not
all
radical,
up and
dude.
Down, nope. You know, will your CEO jump on those calls no matter what the issue or what the conversation is about? And, you know, this might not seem like support, but it certainly is to me as the director of marketing here at the receptionist. You know, we recently went to a trade show. And if you've ever been to a trade show, you know that it's a lot of standing around on your feet for hours at a time over multiple days. And it's not the most glamorous thing in the world. You're dead tired by the end of it.
It sounds amazing. It's not.
Right? It's not. It's nice for the people who go there and get all the tchotchkes. But our CEO joined me. He didn't have to do that, but he wanted to be there meeting customers, meeting potential clients face to face. He wanted to be there in support of me as well. And that's another aspect of this company-wide mentality of support that I, as the CEO, will help in marketing and contribute. I, as the director of marketing, will help and support in sales and in product if I have, you know, a voice there in pricing discussions or in product enhancements or features. It's not just the external support that we're talking about. It's the internal support of the entire company that will then outflow to the customers as well.
Right. That definitely is radical support, because I think, yeah, a lot of times people think of support as customer support, the people outside that you're trying to serve. And certainly that could be improved oftentimes in a lot of ways if you're not doing this radical support. But that's a great point that it's also internal too. And how nice is that to feel that you have that support from the people around you to help you do your job? And it's not about saying, oh, you can't do your job, or, you know, you need me to be there in the way that you can't handle your tasks. But it's more like, I want to support you so that you can be better at what you do and we can all do better together.
Absolutely.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So the next point that we want to touch on today is the fact that radical support follows up, which we've talked about, but good support tracks support requests until they are closed. Radical support follows up on closed support requests personally. So we've talked about this already, but what else can you tell us about this?
Again, I'm, you know, what we do here at the receptionist, where we have software that helps make people more efficient. And it would be ridiculous of me to go about bashing software that helps make jobs more efficient. But a lot of times we do that. We move into that space and support. We rely on software to accomplish a task for us that at the end of the day, we can accomplish so much more and set ourselves up for future success if we don't always make it about the software. And what I mean by that is, good customer service, they make it easy for customers to log problems, to get updates on those problems. They let customers check the progress of their requests online. They may even send customers email updates that let them know when their issues are fixed automatically. But when we're talking about companies committed to radical support, we don't want to leave all of that follow-up solely to software. Again, and this goes back to the empathy and that people are people. They we want to make sure that we have the freedom and flexibility within our schedule and within our job description to say, you know what, that person who called in, who I helped, you know, 2 weeks ago, and they were really mad about this issue. And you know what? We fixed it. We need to go ahead and personally call them, not just let them get a bot email that lets them know that, hey, that issue was fixed. Because that will go so much toward more towards spreading goodwill with that customer. Again, I don't want to also focus solely on issues. Let's talk about product updates. A lot of customer support, a lot of customer service is taking in requests from customers for product enhancements. And one of the things that we absolutely celebrate and love to do here at The Receptionist is roll out a feature that our customers have been asking for, you know, sometimes weeks, months, maybe sometimes a year.
Yeah.
But how much more impactful or effective is it when we not only send out the great big marketing email that says, hey, this new feature's here and aren't you glad? And here's the blog post about it. And here's the support article. And here's how you can get it set up. But what if we went to every single one of those people who had requested that feature and called them and said, hey, did you see the email we sent out today? That feature that you just requested 3 months ago, we just rolled it out today. I'd love to hear your feedback on it. Go try it and then let me know what you think. It's that type of follow-up that is radically supporting our customer base as well and letting them know, we heard you. We absolutely heard you and we did something about it. And now we want to make sure that you know that, hey, we're here for you.
Yeah, well, something that you were talking about really struck me is that with the way technology is now and the fact that there are so many automatic emails and you're updated and you're notified, that I think started to feel like really good customer service when it was early on. It was like, oh, I can track this all the way through and yeah. I'm getting updates and my ticket is closed or they're following up. But now that's just so normal. And so I think what was good customer service because of technology is just now an expected level of customer service. And we just sort of overlook it. We think, well, yeah, you should be able to tell me every step of the way what's going on. It's like when we can track our package, we know it's, you know, it's in Ohio, it's, you know, it's moving, it's down the street, wherever it is, that's just standard.
That's our baseline.
Yeah. And so it's really changed. And so radical support in this way really is, I think, so important to that customer experience and really sets you apart from other companies. Because like I said, I'm often the angry person on that side of the phone. So if someone called me back after, I'd be like, oh, I'm sorry. And thank you for calling me back. And I would be a lifelong customer because of that.
Yeah, it goes. I said it spreads goodwill, and that might sound like a kind of Pollyanna mindset, but it is absolutely true. I mean, when you can get somebody on the phone or even face to face and, you know, again, be empathetic, understanding that they're a person, but truly do the follow up and follow through, you create fans, not just customers.
And I would think too, that being the person doing that radical customer support, it would also be really rewarding to follow
Absolutely.
Up and hear how it's going. Because again, knowing that unfortunately I am the person who gets, you know, frustrated because I need that thing printed right now, you know, that's the one experience that person has with me. And I know I don't look so great on that call. And then for them to be able to follow up when I'm in a much better space and, you know, check in on me, that's also a much more rewarding experience for me as a customer. But for that customer service rep, or probably not the CEO calling me, however, whoever is in that experience on the business side, I would think that would lead that customer service person, if that's their primary role, to feel much better about that job. Because I can imagine that when you're constantly dealing with issues, like you said, it's not just about issues.
Absolutely. It's so much more validating and, like you said, rewarding to the employee as well. And we can't overlook that.
Yeah. So radical support really is important, not just, as you said, sort of externally, but also internally. It's great for each role in the piece and in the process.
Yeah.
And like you said, it takes someone from just feeling good or even pretty good about your product to raving fans and dedicated to what it is that you're providing. So you do have a blog that goes over six different reasons of what makes up radical support, and we will link to that on the podcast. But anything else you want to say about radical support before we finish up today?
Yeah. One other thing that I definitely don't want to, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention it, is giving customers ways to help themselves is also a great way to practice radical support. I mean, that's for all the talk that we've talked about, the personal side of things here today, there is just that segment of customers that wants to find the answer on their own and not have to talk with anyone, not have to chat with anyone, not have to pick up the phone and call. And so making sure that you have that side of the equation locked down and efficient and easy to use as well, and that is software that we're talking about, that again plays a huge role into this, because like I said, you are going to have those people who just want to do it themselves, and that's fine. And we want to make sure that that experience is every bit as great as the experience they have if they interact with us person to person.
Absolutely. Well, some great information on radical support, and everyone can check out the blog post for more. So thank you, Michael.
Awesome. Thanks, Sarah.
We hope that you got some good insight into happiness, what we've got going on to ensure that our team and our clients are happy, and maybe what you would like to do to increase the satisfaction or measure that satisfaction for your own clients and customers. And if you'd like to check out our 2-week free trial with no credit card required, and to see what we do to make our potential customers and then customers happy, check us out at thereceptionist.com.